So I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him. That sounds just like us, doesn't it? They brought him to your disciples. We're supposedly the Lord's disciples. Jesus replied. Now, I wonder what he would say to us today. Look what he said here in the NLT. This is not too nice. He said, "You stubborn, faithless people." Now, isn't that awful that God would talk to us like that? Of course, in the King James, he called us perverse. Ooh. Jesus replied, "You stubborn, faithless people, how long must I be with you until you believe? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." Aren't we glad God's very long-suffering and patient and put up with us for a long time? Amen. Now, if he hadn't, we'd all be in trouble. So, a lot of us are in trouble anyway because we've done a lot of things and his patience has ran out to a degree. Then he says here, "Bring the boy to me." See what verse 18 and 19 says. Then Jesus rebuked the demon. What did he do? Rebuked the demon. Now, what did he have? Seizures. And these seizures were caused by demons. So Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him. From that moment, the boy was well. Now, I've rebuked the demon of seizure in lots of people, and I've seen a lot of them healed. Now, at first, I didn't have the faith, and I wasn't able to get a demon of seizure out of a lot of people. But after I learned the principle of getting their sins repented of and then rebuking the beast, I've been able to get a lot of them healed. Now, then I tell them, when you leave, don't you go back and sin anymore. Because if you do, you're going to open that door to that demon, and he's going to come back in. And boy, when they come back in with a vengeance. When you open that door through sin. Now, I've had a few people that repented, got healed, and stopped sinning for 6 months or a year or 2 years and not a single seizure. And then they were enticed and they yielded to some kind of sin. Bam. The demon came back. And sometimes you can never get him out the second time. I don't know what it is that makes it so much more difficult to get out. But sometimes it's very difficult. But anyway, it says from that moment on, the boy was healed. Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, "Why couldn't we cast out that demon?" Now, that should be what you and me are asking. Why can't we not do this, Lord, since you said we can? Verse 20 and 21. "You didn't have enough faith." Oh. Somebody said, "Well, I would never tell anybody because you didn't get healed. You didn't have enough faith." Jesus would say that, wouldn't he? Jesus wasn't very nice to us. He just walked up and said, "Woman, you don't have enough faith. That's why you didn't get it." Somebody, "Well, I would never tell somebody that." But Jesus said that, didn't he? He said, "You didn't have enough faith." Jesus told him, "I assure you, even if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move, and only a few things would be impossible with you." Oh, what did he say? Oh, I must have not read that right. I must have been reading that from my Baptist Bible. Lord, I hope you don't get upset at me having a little fun over my Baptist brother. Enjoy it, Lord. Oh, that's us. I mean, I guess I should have said the church. Not only the Baptist brethren, Methodist, Catholic, Pentecostal, it's all of us. We're a bunch of unbelieving believers. I mean, I was an unbelieving believer most of my life, unfortunately. I didn't have a clue until I started reading this book. But Jesus said, "You didn't get it because you didn't have enough faith. I assure you, even if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, I could speak to a mountain, it would move from here to there, and it would move, and nothing would be impossible with me." Now, if I had a teacup full of that stuff, what could I do? Amen. Oh, my lands! Well, that's my goal. I want, no, Lord, forgive me. I want to be a real pig. I want a 5-gallon bucket full of that stuff. That's what I really want. Don't you, Brother Jim? I don't want a mustard seed size faith. I want a 5-gallon bucket full of that stuff. So sure enough, nothing will be impossible with me. Isn't that where we should want to walk? I mean, as Christians, I think that should be our goal. Then he says in the next verse, 21 says, see footnote. Okay, let's go back. Go into King James of verse 21. King James says, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Now, there's a lot of translations leave out this verse. Now, I see why they leave it out, because it's really not very important. This unbelief only goes away by prayer and fasting. That would be just like saying that it's not important to stop grumbling or complaining.
Are you saying that the unbelief only goes away by prayer and fasting?
That's what Jesus said.
Okay, I misunderstood that verse then, because I thought he was saying that the demon of seizure.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say what this gentleman said up here in the front. He thought it was the demon of seizure that wasn't going to go away. It doesn't make any difference which one he's talking about. It didn't go away. Is that true? It didn't go away. Whether he was talking about the demon or the unbelief that you had, neither one of them, without faith, you're not going to be able to cast out a demon. And if you don't have this belief in God's Word, you're not going to be able to cast out this demon. So it makes no difference what he's talking about there. You can't get it done without prayer and fasting. Now then, prayer and fasting, you have to spend time praying and fasting. Now this little girl back here has got a question. So I'm going to go back here and give her the mic and see if we can get her question. Hold it up close.
When you mean fasting, do you mean like fast from negative thinking, or just fasting from food, or fasting from water? What?
Okay. There is a way to fast. Now, the best thing to do here when it comes to fasting and praying is to go to God and ask Him exactly what you should do. And if you've never heard God's voice, then it may take a while for you to hear it. But if you will go to God and begin to question Him, Lord, how should I fast? I mean, there's a case happened right here in the Metroplex a few years ago by a young man that was learning how, working on being a pastor. And he was working in a mental hospital. And there was a little boy in there, 10 years old, had a major problem. And I mean, major problem. And one day he walked in and he said, Lord, he didn't have a clue God's going to talk to him. He walked in and said, Lord, I would do anything to get that boy set free. And the Lord said, you would? You would. He said, I would. He said, if you will fast and pray for 14 days, the first 3 days, no water, no food. 3 days, no water, no food. And then after the third day, only water. At the end of the 14th day, you stay in my word and read my word for those 14 days. At the end of that 14th day, you'll have the power to set that little boy free. This man went to prayer and fasted. He got in God's word. He locked himself up in a room, and he was a seminary student, but he locked himself up in a room and he studied and he prayed and he fasted, and nothing for the first 3 days. Not a drink of water, nothing. He was serious with God. And then after the third day, the Lord spoke to him again. He said, now you can start drinking water only. So he drank water only for the remainder of the 14 days. At the end of the 14th day, the Lord spoke to him again. He said, you're ready. He went over to the little boy. And when he walked into the room, he said, I walked into the room. This little boy was so absorbed by demons that here he was, a 10-year-old boy. He had to wear a straitjacket all the time to keep from beating himself in the face. If you took his hands out of that, he started punching himself in the face, just blooding his nose and beating himself up. And they had to keep him in a padded cell. If he wasn't in a padded cell, he'd beat his head on the wall, damage himself. It was a demon in him. And so when he went to that room, he said, that day, when I walked into that little room where that little boy was, he said, immediately, the Lord, the Holy Spirit just took control. And my hand went up and I pointed right at him and I said, in the name of Jesus, come out of him. And the little boy, he said, the most awful, wicked smell I've ever smelled in my life. As that demon came out of that little boy, and that little boy was completely delivered and made whole that day. Now then, You know, I mean, it would be amazing that if we were to ask God what to do and say, Lord, I'd do anything to get that person healed. He said, fast and pray 21 days. You'd be like the guy hanging out there on a cliff. He said, Lord, I need some help. He said, turn loose. He said, Lord, I need some help. He says, turn loose. He said, Lord, I need some help. He said, I said, turn loose. He said, anybody else up there? See, what the guy didn't know, he had fell off the side of a cliff, and it was night, and he couldn't see down, and he had no idea where he's hanging on. It's only about 6 inches to the ground. All he had to do to do what God said, turn loose, and it'd have been all right. But he wasn't going to turn loose because he couldn't see it. He wasn't going to walk by faith. I can't trust God. Well, see, that's what's wrong with us. We can't trust God. And because we don't trust God, did you have a statement? No. Well, this is a healing school. I try to keep the floor open to anybody that wants to talk in a healing school.
The Lord was talking to me. This will supplement what you're saying. The Lord was talking to me about fasting one day. He said, my son, I do not tell you to fast to deprive you of physical food. I tell you to fast to make you hungry for spiritual food.
Wow. Praise the Lord. That's great. Yeah, that's a good one. Got more questions? Okay.
You know, as you're saying that, I just had a picture of... It's not a matter of fasting. It's a matter of feasting on the bread of His presence.
Amen. That's really what it is. Absolutely. Did you have a question too, Brother Murphy? No, just raising his hand. Okay. Yeah, the thing about it is, if you're full, if you've been in and you've had a nice dinner, in fact, if you go, leave here this afternoon and you go somewhere and go home or stop at a restaurant or whatever and have a nice dinner, and then you say, well, I'm going to, if you're spending the night or something or going home, and you go home and say, well, now I'm going to open God's Word and I'm going to read it. Chances are, what's going to happen to about 99% of us? You're going to go to sleep. Is that right?
Yes.
This old body is full. It feels good. It's satisfied. It wants to be a lazy beast, and it wants to go to sleep. And that's the way the body's made. You know, that's just the way it is. So, I mean, your body, you'll have to beat your body to bring it in subjection to you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.